Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this.
Look out, weekend.
Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with.
A very mediocre start to the show there. And that's not me being nasty. They are a band literally called Mediocre. We've played them before. They're an indie rock duo from Los Angeles. That was a track taken from their upcoming Growth Eater album, which is out on September the 27th. Welcome to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, digital radio, and any smart speaker you like. It is one of those weird breakdowns this week where both Joel and Steve are away. They're at the End of the Road Festival, so you've just got me, John Murphy, with you until 5 o'clock, playing you the very best in new alternative music. I was due to have Pete Mallow with me, but he's sadly come down with a bout of COVID. So get well soon to Pete. As usual, there is so much new music out at the moment. Coming up in the next 2 hours, I'll play you tracks by Little Moon, Kim Deal, The Wave, if I can work out how to cut out the swear word. A double debut breakdown play for a couple of old age pensioners, quite literally. An absolutely wonderful album of the week from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And a 4 o'clock classic from a band who have somewhat been in the news this week. I wonder if you can guess who they are. Firstly, though, Public Service Broadcasting are back. They have a fifth album coming out in a couple of weeks. I think it might be the 20th, and it's entitled The Last Flight. It's a concept album all about Amelia Earhart's final ill-fated flight, which is a subject I'll be coming back to later in the show, weirdly. And this track, The Fun of It, sees them bring Andrea Casablanca from the Berlin band Gurr on vocals, and it's all about why Amelia took so many dangerous flights, and it was for the fun of it. I'll double this up with a track from last week's album of the week, but first, Public Service Broadcasting, The Fun of It.
Why do you do it? Why risk your life? My answer is always the same. I do it because I want to. I do it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Track from last week's absolutely wonderful album Imaginal Disc by Magdalena Bay. I listened to that after the show last week and it's immediately gone on my top 10 of the list. That was the opening track, That's My Floor. Top 10 of the list, top 10 of the year is what I meant to say. I'm here on my own. Please forgive me if I start going off on verbal tangents. That brings us nicely onto this week's album of the week, and it could only be Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. They released their first album in 5 years yesterday. Wild God is the band's 18th album, and I have to say it's a pretty special record. They'll be touring the UK in November. They're playing Leeds First Direct Arena on the 2nd of November. I have my tickets for that. It'll be my first ever Nick Cave show, which I'm really excited about. This is the opening track. It's called Song of the Lake. I'll play another in the second hour of the show. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
On the shore of the lake, the old man sat and watched a woman bathing. With its golden touch, the light was such that the moment was worth saving. And he sang the song of the lake, the song of the lake. And all the king's horses and oh, never mind, never mind. And he knew that he would dissolve if he followed her into the lake. But he also knew that if he remained upon the shore, he would in time evaporate. He sang the song of the lake, the song of the lake. And all the king's horses, oh, never mind, never mind. And knew that even though he had found heaven, such as described in the ancient scrolls, still he felt the drag of hell upon his old and mortal soul. And he sang the song of the lake, and all the king's horses, oh Lord, never mind, never mind. For every evil under the sun, if there be one, seek it till you find. For there's either a remedy, or there is none. And if there is none, never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Ah, never mind. Never mind. And all the king's men couldn't put us back together again. Oh my darling, well, where will we go? Oh now, oh my darling, where do we go?
Tell you what, listening to that through headphones really loud, that's almost transcendent. That's a wonderful song by Nick Cave and Songs of the Lake, taken from their first album in 5 years, Wild God. Play you another track from that in the second hour of the show. Next, we've got Kim Deal. Kim Deal is, of course, the former Pixies bassist, and she's the front woman of the Breeders, and she is eventually releasing her debut solo album, Nobody Loves You More, on November the 22nd. She's been working on it since 2011, apparently. And if this song and the previous single, Crystal, which I think we played, I'm not sure, actually, I have to check, but if they're anything to go by, this is going to be one corker of an album. And it's also going to be one of Steve Albini's final credits before he sadly died in May. Treble 7 is coming up, maybe a bit early, actually. Joel's not here, he won't mind. But first, play Kim Deal and Crystal Breath. Shatters in you.
reflection sparkles into view. Let's start a new life. Beast gonna lead us, beat on. Beast gonna lead us, beat on. Beast gonna lead us, beat on.
Kim Deal still sounding as vital as she ever has done after about 40 years in the business. That's taken from her first solo album, which will be coming out on November the 22nd, called Nobody Loves You More. Now, usually the treble seven is between 25 past three and half past three. Joel has laid those rules down. As he's not in the studio, I'm going to rip them up because we've got so much music to get through. So I'm going to play you three songs that will clock in at less than 7 minutes. And first up is a band called Enumclaw. They are a four-piece from Washington State. I think we have played them before. They're actually named after a town in Washington. Their new album, Home in Another Life, was released yesterday, and that followed 2022's debut record, Save the Baby. They toured Europe all over May. They'll be back in the UK at the end of October, playing two shows in London and one in Manchester. This is Grocery Store by Enumclaw, and we'll follow up that up with two other very short but sweet songs.
All right, quiet on the set.
Shout out Pierce County.
Sally went to store by herself today, for nothing more than to escape the rain. But music started playing and rain came. Now it's flooding at the Rose Parade. But Sally's not
Hello, this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
Tommy, Tommy, Tommy left his broomer girl lazy at the sea. Can't get this song out of my mind. Plays all night and all day on the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play. Who wrote that? Kipling? No. Where am I? Something shining north northeast. It is my plane, her skin so smooth. She shines like an English biscuit tin.
Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Tried my best, I played the part. Did it become an internet star? Must be mine, cause if everyone wants it, maybe so do I. Suddenly, of course, by a million miles. So I'm grabbing the reins, taking back what I like. I'm remembering how, I'm remembering why. Suddenly, I'm feeling alive for the first time. Tried my best, I played the part. Wanted to be an internet star.
Nice little giggle there from Googly Eyes. That ended today's Treble 7. First off, you heard Enumclaw and Grocery Store. And that was followed by someone who's never been played on The Breakdown before, despite being around for a very long time. And that was Laurie Anderson, and she released her first album since 2010's Homeland yesterday. It's called Amelia, and it's a concept album all about Amelia's final ill-fated flight, which was the same subject that I mentioned Public Service Broadcasting have written their latest album about. So 2024 is obviously the year of Amelia Earhart, if only she knew. If it does actually make far more sense as an album, it's very much a concept album. The average length of each track is under 2 minutes, so it's also perfect for a Treble 7 choice. But I would recommend checking it out. It's a really, really good album. And then what you just heard there was Googly Eyes don't know her real name, but it's first play on the breakdown for her. She's signed to Tuvalu's Pretty Swede Records. Debut EP Starlet Sellout will be out on September the 27th. That was a track called Internet Star. It's 3:30 already. We're really getting through them today. I'm going to play you Sunflower Beam's new track next. They are a New York-based band, but they've apparently relocated to LA now, so they're over on the other coast. They are releasing a new EP, Shake, on September the 27th through Lucky Number Records. It's a self-produced track, and this song is about a chance meeting with a special person who can change your life forever. And it's called Teach Me to Be Bad. So I don't think it's the most romantic of meetings. Sunflower Beam, Teach Me to Be Bad.
I don't even know your name, but I love you all the same. Stars on my eyes, yeah, you got me hypnotized, but it's only me to blame.
What, they're not messing around this time, are they? That's Sunflower Beam, formerly based in New York, now based in LA, apparently, and Teach Me to Be Bad. Now, I promised you before a debut play for two artists who are, not to be rude, but they're old-age pensioners, and they've been in the business for years and years, and we've never played them. We've already played you Laurie Anderson. I've actually got three people. The first person I'm going to play at the moment now is called Tucker Zinnemann. You may not have heard of him, but he's been recording music for 50 years. Big Thief are big fans, and they are his backing band on his new album, Dance of Love, which is out on 11th of October on 4AD. And it's very Big Thief. I really, really like it. He's also playing the Deaf Institute, one of Manchester's finest venues, on 3rd of October. I will play you Burial at Sea, and then I'm going to follow up with another OAP who's never been played on the breakdown, but I'm not going to say who. See if you can guess who it is, because it's not who you, it's, they don't sound how you'd imagine somehow. But first off, Tucker Zinnemann with Big Thief and Burial at Sea.
Take me
to the edge of the sky, fill me with laughter and a lopsided smile. Roll back the waves that cloud my eyes. I want to dance with a whale for a while. Oh yeah, oh yeah. There's a message in a bottle from 1492, shipwrecked sailors on a rock, a stone's throw away from the village they plundered. Our time is up, no more shall we count the clicks of the clock. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Sleepers of the deep sweep from shore to floor. Chances are slim you'll come back the same. And if you wish to return to the shore, I'll teach the gentle Vikings to remember your name. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Far-flung sea, measure me with mystery, weigh me with wonder, slip me away between the sheets, over the top, and all the way under. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I felt
You may be a music business legend, but you're nobody in this game until you've had a play on the breakdown. And Brian Ferry, who that was, believe it or not, now has his first play on the breakdown. Brian Ferry released his first single for about 10 years this week. It's a collaboration with Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross of Nine Inch Nails, and the vocals were mainly done by a painter and a writer called Amelia Barrett. It's taken from an upcoming best of album entitled Retrospective, and features a whopping 81 tracks taken from Brian Ferry's 50 years of music. And I didn't think that sounded at all like Brian Ferry, but I really, really liked it. So I thought it was well deserved of a debut play. We have about 18 minutes left in this hour. I'm going to try and fit in four tracks. I think I might have to drop the wave because I'm too scared of accidentally letting an F-bomb on here. I don't want to get closed down by Ofcom. So firstly, I'll play you Little Moon. And Little Moon are an avant folk band from Springville, Utah, consisting of Emma Hardiman and her husband Nathan. They're due to release their second album, Dear Divine, on October the 25th. They won an NPR Tiny Desk concert last year, which led to a tour all over the US. They've also supported Lord Horan, and they now have their debut play on the breakdown. This is a brilliant track. One of the things I like about doing this show is just discovering new things, and this is really, really good. This is Now by Little Moon.
Ah.
absolutely gorgeous song, that from Little Moon, and it was called Now. They are due to release their second album, like I said, Dear Divine. That's out on October the 25th. I will definitely be listening to that. I think we're on our fifth new artist now. This is Man, Woman, Chainsaw I'm going to play. And I would have thought with a name like that, I'd have been surprised if Joel and Steve hadn't played them already. Apparently they haven't, according to the Great Breakdown spreadsheet. They're a five-piece from London. They've got quite the buzz around them. Formed when they were just 16 years old. This is a track taken from their upcoming EP, Easy Peasy, which will be released on November the 8th, called Grow a Tongue in Time. I will double this up with a track from Sophie's forthcoming posthumous album. But first, Man, Woman, Chainsaw. What a name.
Something you had it in your pocket. Yes, I'd want it. You'd grab it up and drop it all across the floor. A trail I'd follow to your door. You'd have run out. I'd be devout, hoping you had more. Got something I thought we could have, some kind of bullshit or some kind of love. I'd lay it on the line, you'd lay up in my bed, lovingly, comfortably. Thought you'd grow a tongue in time.
Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Ayo, 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 ayo. I spend all my moments caught in the middle, up way too high. Under the water, testing my luck, or trying to be civil. I got my foot on the gas, got my foot on the gas. I be going too fast for myself. Got my foot on the gas, got my foot on the gas. I be going too fast for myself. Mama said, take my time. I'm lost in the lies. If it's got worse, then work on it. Change your mind. If it's got worth, then work on it. Yo, yo, yo. Got my foot on the gas, got my foot on the gas. I be going too fast for myself.
for my support. Got my foot on the gas, got my foot on the gas. I've been going too fast for myself. I said take my time, got lost in the lies. And if it's got worse, then work on it. She said take your time, don't change your mind. If it's got worse, then work on it.
She was a master of the false endings, wasn't she, Sophie? Good grief, I was all primed to come in then about 20 seconds ago, but no, she just kept on going. That was a track from Sophie's posthumous final record. That comes out on September the 27th. Of course, Sophie was the trailblazing DJ and producer who sadly died in 2021. That track featured the German singer-songwriter Bibi Borelli, who was close friends with Sophie. They co-wrote that track just before Sophie's death. That's called Accelerate, and it will be out on September the 27th. We're coming up to 4 o'clock, and I think I might have timed this just right. I wanted to play a track from the latest album by Caribou, and that is called Honey, out on October the 4th. This is a track called Come Find Me, very much in that French disco house mode. Caribou, Come Find Me. I'll be back after 4 o'clock.